ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Yehuda Schoenfeld. Maseches Harayos is dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Rabinowitz. Le'iloi Nishmas, Yisachar Aryeh ben Rafael Elchanan.
Harayos Daf Gimel. The Gemara earlier on Daf Beis Amid Beis says that the Mishnah that Paskins, Yochech Asa, Piyaraz Bezen Pater, is Zudever Behuda, Avachachamim Oimrim Yochech Asa, Piyaraz Bezen Eschayiv. Now the Gemara here on Daf Gimel brings down from Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel, and he says the Mishnah that says Yachet Asa Piyaraz Bezdin is Pater is Udiver Meir. Avachachamim Aimrim Yachet Asa Piyaraz Bezdin is Chayiv. And the Gemara says that the Machlekes of Meir and the Chachamim is in the Braisa, which the Braisa says Hayru Vasu Remeir Poiter Vachachamim Chayivin. So Hayru Vasu, the Gemara explains, means Hayru Bezdin and Asu Yechidim, not a Tzibur, just a Yachid. So Remeir Poiter, like our Mishnah, Yachet Asa Piyaraz Bezdin is Pater. That's how the Gemara wants to learn Pshat in this Braisa. The Gemara says, Amar Papa, no. He says a different Pshat in the Braisa. Really, the Kuliyam Yachet Asa Beraz Bezdin is Pater. So what's the Machlaikas? So a Bezdin Mashlim L'Rav Tzibar Kmifagi. Machlaikas is if Bezdin could be Mashlim L'Rav Tzibar to make up the Rav. Marasov are Bezdin Mashlim L'Rav Tzibar. That's the Chachamim that hold the Mechuyiv. Means that Yimachayev a par because Bezdin could be mashed up to the Rav Tzibar, so now we have a Tzibar here. With Bezdin we have a Tzibar, so they bring a par. And Marasov, in Bezdin mashed up to the Rav Tzibar, that's their mayor, he holds they can't be mashed up, so they're just Yechidim, so they're Pater from a par. And they're also Pater from a Karban Yachir, because Yachir Chasap Yariyaz Bezdin is Pater. That's the Gemara here with Papa's Dichoy. Now Rashi explains the case of Bezdin being Mashlim L'Rev Tzibar, he says, Bezdin Mashlim L'Rev Tzibar, the Asu, Imiyat Tzibar, Meshlimu L'Rev Tzibar. In other words, without Bezdin, then the Tzibar that did the Avera are just Imiyat. And now that we have Bezdin, the Bezdin are Metzurif to make it even more than the half, the other Chilek of the Klai Yisrael that didn't do the Avera. So the Bezdin made from Imiyat, they made them into a Rav. And Rabbeinu Chananel on the side of the Gemara, he says similarly, he says that they were exactly Mechza Mechza. Mechza of Klai Yisrael did the Avera, Mechza did not do the Avera. And then now that we're Mitzarev Bezdin to the Mechza that did the Avera, so now we have Rav that did the Avera. Now both Rabbeinu Chananel and Rashi are Mashma that when we make the Cheshbon to see if they're Rav or Miet, we're putting Bezdin aside. We're looking at Klai Yisrael without Bezdin. Did Rav Klai Yisrael do the Avera or not? Only afterwards do we bring in Bezdin, and if we hold Bezdin could be Mitzarev L'Rav Tzibar, we could put them on the side that was Eisen. But when we make the original Cheshbon, it's without Bezdin. Now L'Chayah, they should have said even more. That on the Tzad, that we don't count Bezdin, we're not Mitzarev Bezdin, Bezdin can't be Mashal L'Rav Tzibar, L'Chayah, like that Tzad, they should be counted in the Chelek that didn't do that Avera. So even if Rav of Klai Yisrael did do the Avera with Bezdin, but now that the halacha is that Bezdin can't be Mashlim L'Rav Tzibar, they could be able to flip the Rav and now make the side that's Einoisin into the Rav. Because they, even though they did the Avera, they considered Einoisin. Now B'emes, the Chafetz Hashem from the Archaim HaKadosh, he is the stopic, he declares this as a Shaila. What's the din? On the Tzad, Bezdin is not Mashlim, L'Rav Tzibar, to make a Rav, to be Mitzarev to the Oisin, the people that did that Avera, are they Al-Kapanim, Mitzarev to the Ein Oisin? Or no, we say that Bezdin is not counted Bechlal into the count. We ignore Bezdin. He classes as a Safik. However, he says that in the case of our Gemara, where our Gemara is talking about where Bezdin themselves did that Avera, then to him he says it's Pashit, that Avada, they're not Mitzarev to the Ein Oisin. But you can't be Mitzarev Bezdin to the Ein Oisin if they the Maisa did the Avera. Even if you're not Mitzarev them to the Oisin, because we hold Ein Bezdin Mashim L'Rav Tzibar, but he says Misvara, if they did the Avera, we can't be Mitzarev them to the Ein Oisin. But he's in the Stapik, let's say Bezdin didn't do the Avera. On the Tzad, that they're not Mashim L'Rav Tzibar, maybe the Pshad is that we can't count Bezdin B'chal. And he ends off with a Suffolk. Al-Kapanim, when Bezdin didn't do the Avera, do we count them on the Tzad Ein Oisin or not? That's the Chavetz Hashem Safik. Now, B'emes, we have to understand what exactly is the Machlekes over here in the Gemara if Bezdin could be Mashlim to the Rav Tzibar or not. What's the Yisayda Machlekes? Now, if you look at the Rishash over here, the Rishash, he says that L'Chayra, in Nireh, that the machlekes over here, if Bezdin can be mashlam in the Rosh Tzibur, is mamish a suffix Tosfos had earlier on Daf Beis, which we mentioned in the shir over there on Daf Beis. Tosfos over there is nestapik, that the Mishnah says that a yachich asa al piaraz Bezdin is pater. Tosfos is nestapik, what's the din of Bezdin themselves? The Mishnah had said that even when Bezdin does the Avera, also a yachid who does the Avera with them is pater. But if Bezdin themselves do the Avera, do they have the Ptur? Tosfos is nestapik. Does the Bezdin themselves have the Ptur of yachich asa al piaraz Bezdin? Now, Zakhtar Shash, L'chir, that's mamish, our suffix over here of if Bezdin can be mashal in the Rav Tzibar. Now, L'chir, what the Shash means to say, that the assign of Tosfos' suffix earlier, if Bezdin themselves could have the Ptur of Yachich Asa Piyaraz Bezdin, the Pshat is, what's the gather of the Ptur of Yachich Asa Piyaraz Bezdin? Is it, do you have to be a toil on Bezdin? You're doing it because of Bezdin's psak, and Bezdin themselves, they're not toil on Bezdin. They did it because their own cheshbainis. That's how they learned the sugya, and they're doing it as their own reason, not because they're being toil on Bezdin. So that's a tzad that they wouldn't be toil on Bezdin. They wouldn't have the Ptur of Yachich Asa Piyaraz Bezdin. Or no, the din Yachich Asa Piyaraz Bezdin is anyone who does like the psak of Bezdin. Even if you're not toil on Bezdin, that could also give you the Ptur. So if that's Tosfos suffix, Dr. Shash, that's the chayra also. The same machlekes in our Gemara. Is Bezdin mashlim l'roiv tzibur? Over here, we were talking about a tzibur, is the same machlekes. To be part of the tzibur, do you have to be a toila in Bezdin? And Bezdin themselves, who are not toila in Bezdin, cannot be mitzarev to the roiv. And that's like the same tzad Tosfos on Daf Beis would say that Yachich Asap Yaraz Bezdin is pater, but Bezdin would be chayiv. Or no, to be part of the tzibur, it's enough with doing like the psak of Bezdin, even if you're not toila in Bezdin. And then l'chayra, Same. That's like the same side of Tosfos on Daf Beis that Bezdin will also be pater, will also have the Ptur of Yachich Asa Piyaraz Bezdin because they did like their psak. So that's what their shash says. The chayra our machlekes is the same shaila as Tosfos on Daf Beis. However, I saw in the Sefer Cheder Hayrasi from Rav Avram Genachovsky, he says that Bemes we could learn our Gemara over here is a new shaila. Our shaila here could be it's a shaila legabe tzibur. The Rosh Hashanah is learning, it's a shayla stam in what's considered a toila bebezdin. And the same halach would be both by yachid and by a tzibur. However, you could learn that the tzad of a gemara over here that says that you're not mashlam in the rif tzibur is even on the tzad that bezdin would have the ptur of yachid jasap yaras bezdin, like Tosfos on Daf Beis. But here the Gemara is saying that maybe Bezdin's mufka from the din tzibur. Maybe there's two separate groups. There's a group of tzibur and there's a group of Bezdin. Tzibur are the ones that listen to Bezdin and Bezdin is the one who paskin. They give the psak. But they're not mitzorev bechlal to the din tzibur because they don't have any shaykhis to the din tzibur. So in other words, the shaylo in our Gemara is how to look at Bezdin. Do they have shaykhis to the tzibur or not? Do we say they're a totally different group and they're not part of the tzibur bechlal? Or no, they are part of the tzibur. That's our shayla. Tosfos on Daf Beis has a different shayla. If yachid sh'asa piyaras bezdin, what the ptur of what the gather of that ptur is? Is it if you're toil on bezdin, or even if you do the like the psak of bezdin? So in other words, it would come out that agam over here is muchach that on the tzad bezdin is mashlim the reif tzibur. That bezdin could be mashlim part of the reif tzibur. So kol shekein, you see that they're also a toila. The Bezdin, and they would have the Ptur of Yachich Asa Piyaraz Bezdin. That's L'chayra Kol Shekein. If even for a Tzibur you can be Mitzurif, L'chayra Kol Shekein by a Yachid. Tosfos is Safek on Daf Beis, L'chayra would only be like the Tzad in Agamara that Bezdin is not Mashlam in the Rav Tzibur. Now Tosfos is clarifying, they're not Mashlam in the Rav Tzibur, but is that only a din in Tzibur that Bezdin can't be part of the Tzibur because they're a group, Bifnei Atzma, they're separate from the Tzibur? Or is it Pshat because they're not Toila in Bezdin and you have to be a Toila by Bezdin? In other words, is it only by Tzibur or also by Yachin? So, on Kapanim, this is the chayr, two ways how we have to learn Agamar over here. What's the chaykas if Bezdin can be mashlim l'reif Tzibur or not? The Rosh Hashanah is naming on that it's the same suffix as Tosfos on Daf Beis, which means that the chaykas is to be part of the Tzibur or to have the Ptur of Yachin Shasa Piyaras Bezdin, you have to be a toila in Bezdin, or you don't have to be a toila in Bezdin, you just have to be doing like Bezdin's psak. And we're saying over from the Rav Avram Genachovsky, L'chayra, another Mahalach, there's a shayla here, special shayla that got me the Tzibur, a bezunder shayla for Tzibur, nothing to do with Yachid. Is Tzibur looked at, is Bezdin part of the Tzibur, or a different group, and they can't be part of the Tzibur Bechlal? Chayyur would come out, if we understand like this second mahalach from Rav Ganachosky, Chayyur, the Gabi the Chavitz Hashem Shailo, we mentioned the Archaim HaKadosh had a Shailo. On the if Bezin doesn't do the Avera, are they Metzurif Akoponim to the Tzad that's Ein Oisin? Could they make the Tzad that's Ein Oisin larger? So we'll be masber now, the Tzad that they're not Metzurif to the Rav Tzibar is because they're a totally different group, and they're not part of the Tzibar. So L'chayra, who are then, the Gabi that Shailo, they won't be Metzurif even to the Ein Oisin, and we would have to dan the whole Tzibar without Bezin Bechlal as part of the Shailo. And now let's go weiter to the next sugya. The Gemara, right by the beginning of the wide lines, says, Amar Rav Asi, Ubahira, Halach Acha Roiv Yeshvi Eretz Yisrael. Shenemar, Vayash Shloimei Ba'isahi Asachag, Vecho Yisrael Imai Kahal Gadol, Milavoy Chamos Anacham Etzayim, Lefne Hashem Elkeinu, Shivas Yomim, Shivas Yomim, Abba Asa Yoyim, Michte Ikse, Vecho Yisrael Imai Kahal Gadol, Milavoy Chamos Anacham Etzayim, Lamali, Shema Mino, Hani Hud Ikri Kahal, Avahanuch Lo Ikri Kahal. The Gemara says that only Bnei Eretz Yisrael are considered part of the Kahal. And over here by Hayra, for the din of the par, it says Kahal. So that means we only count to make up the Roiv, only Bnei Eretz Yisrael, not Bnei Chutz Laretz. Now we have to clarify over here. First of all, what does it mean, Yoshvei Eretz Yisrael? The Gemara says, it only go after Roiv Yoshvei Eretz Yisrael, not Bnei Chutz Laretz. What does Yoshvei Eretz Yisrael mean? We all know that regarding the din of 2 days Yom Tov, 1 day Yom Tov, there's a big shayla over there. What's a Bnei Eretz Yisrael? What's a Bnei Chutz Laretz? You have to be Daiti Lachzer, not Daiti Lachzer. Is that, for this thing, for this din in our Gemara, to be counted as the Roiv, do we have the same shayla? Does Yeshvei Eretz Yisrael mean the people that live here b'kvias, and Chutz Laretz means that you're etzem a man Chutz Laretz, even if you happen to be in Eretz Yisrael? Or over here, does it mean whoever happened to do that very in Eretz Yisrael, they have a din Yoshev Eretz Yisrael, and whoever happened to do that very in Chutz Laretz, they're considered a Yoshev Chutz Laretz. It has nothing to do with where your Be'etzem, your Ikra Makam Yeshiva is. So the Paiskim don't talk about the Shaila. I want to bring a Ksas Raya from the Adiyak in the Be'er Sheva. The Be'er Sheva over here brings the Yerushalmi. Be'er Sheva is Medayik the Gemara. The Gemara says, Amar Vasi Ubehoira Holach Acha Yoshev Eretz Yisrael. He says the lashon ubahira, his mashma is coming lafuke something. So Dr. Be'sheva, the Rav Asi means to come lafuke, Pesach betuma, korban Pesach betuma. He brings Yerushalmi, that Yerushalmi brings these two dinim together. Rav Asi says bahira, then you go after Yerushalmi Yeshvei Eretz Yisrael. But he says mashenkein by korban Pesach to bring a korban Pesach betuma. Over there you go after Rav Nechnasin in Lazara. You don't go after whoever is in Eretz Yisrael. You only go after the people that are in Lazara mamish. So, it's a little mashma that it puts the two dinim together and it's saying, for Hayro we go bust of the whole Eretz Yisrael, and for Korban Pesach we go only bust of the people in Nazara. It's mashma, they have the same gedarim, just like the people in Nazara. You obviously don't have to be a B'nai Azara, you don't have to live in Nazara. It just means whoever's ready to go into Nazara right then, B'shas Maisa. So too, for Yeshua Eretz Yisrael, it'd be mashma, whoever's in Eretz Yisrael, B'shas to do the Ched, has nothing to do with the Iker. Yeshiva is. But Akoponim is not Muchach, and you have to be Mabar the Shaila better. Now, another thing we have to clarify over here is the Gemara says to make up the Roiv, we deal with the Yeshiva Eretz Yisrael. Now, what's the halacha? What's the din with the Bnei Chutz Laretz? So let's say the Bnei Chutz Laretz heard Bezdin's Psak from Eretz Yisrael, and they did like their Psak. They also ate the Chela of the Bezdin passing in the Mutter. So they do not count it into the Roiv. But now that the Bnei Eretz Yisrael are bringing a par, does he at least have a chilek in the par? Does he have a kapara of the par? A nafkamina would be. Does he have to? The Gemara Namet Beis brings a machlekes. Who pays for the par? Does it come from the lishka, trumas halishcha, or does it come from the tzibar? So if it comes from the tzibar, do the bnei chutz laretz? Do they have a kapara? And maybe they should chip in. They should give part of the money. That'll chayav be a nafkamina. Another nafkamina is if you hold yachid also piaras bezin chayiv. So if someone in chutz laretz does the avera. If he has the kapara of par, if he's part of the par, part of the tzibur, l'chayra, just like the rest of the Bnei Eretz Yisrael are pata from a carbon yachid, l'chayra, he'll also be pata from a carbon yachid. Mashenkin, if he has no shaykhs to the par whatsoever, he has nothing to do with the Bnei Eretz Yisrael, l'chayra, he's like a regular yachid, aslap yaras bazin, he'll be chayiv. So there's also another shayla that the Paiskim don't seem to handle the shayla. So I saw in the Sefer Cheder Hayrasi from Rav Avram Ganachowski, I saw over there two rayas to the shayla. The first raya is a very nice raya. There's a manda omar later in the Gemara that the din par is totally in roiv shvatim. We don't dan with the tzibur in itself, we dan with the shvatim. If you're roiv shvatim, even if you're a meat of the tzibur, still you bring a par. And in the Tzukim and Pasha Shlach, where it talks about par, the carbon of par and dover, over there it says klar that it's mechaber even for a ger. Now a ger is not part of either any sheva. And still it says that it's mechaber for him. So if you see the making up the roiv, we're dealing with only the shvatim, not with the ger. And still it says in the Pasuk Lehedio that it's mechaper even on the ger. So you see that even if you're not part of what's making up the roiv to be a tzibur al kapanim, you could be mitzaref for the din, for the kapara, just like a ger. The same thing would be by b'nei chutz laretz. That's a very nice raya. So he brings there another raya from the Chassam Seif, from the Chazanish, I'm sorry. From the Chazanish. The Chazanish says that the Gemara later wants to be memaya from Kahal, that b'nei Levi, they're not part of the Kahal. And therefore they don't make up the roiv. But Afapikin, the Chazanish says that they're still part of the kapara. So you see basically from these two rayas that even if you're not part of what's making up the roiv, still you can have a kapara. So the chayin hu adin for here by b'nei chutz laretz. Now the Gemara's Yalfusa was that the Gemara learned out that the din a kal, whenever it says kal, it only refers to the Yoshvei Eretz Yisrael, not to the b'nei chutz laretz. And b'emes the Karanayra over here says that this Gemara would be a siyua, a raya to a famous Tosfos in the beginning of the Psachim, that Beis on Beis. Tosfos there says a huge chiddush that b'nei chutz laretz are pata from a carbon Pesach. Only b'nei Eretz Yisrael chayav in a carbon Pesach, and the Mishnah Melech matam on Tosfos. This is a famous Tosfos, but like the Karnei Lacher, this Gemara will be a ksas raya to him because over there by Karban Pesach it also says the lashon kahal shachatu oisa kol kahal Yisrael, and here our Gemara is saying kahal only means Yoshvei Eretz Yisrael. So Lacher should come out over there also by Pesach, like Tosfos says that b'nei chutz laretz will be pater. However, the Yereim in Simon Lamed, the MS asks as a shayla. He says that our Gemara says kahal means only Yoshvei Eretz Yisrael. He says the psukim by Isser Arayis, by Psua Daka, and it says and by Mamzer and a lot of different Isra Bia, it says the lashon of Kal Hashem, the Yavi Bekal Hashem. So Lachayra Kal Hashem should also only be referring to Bnei Eretz Yisrael. Ben Chotar should be able to be marry a Mamzer, a Psua Daka, and all the psulim that says the lashon Kal. The Yireim asks as a kasha, and the Yireim over there gives two terutzim. His first tarot is, he says there's a chilek between the lashon kahal and the lashon of kahal Hashem. Our Gemara is only memayed it when it's because it's not part of the kahal. Kahal Hashem means a kahal that's shomer Torah mitzvah, so that refers also to the b'nei chutz laretz. That's his first tarot, and all those yisurim of mamzer, tzodaka, there it always uses the lashon of kahal Hashem, l'yavle b'kahal Hashem. So that includes even yosh v'chutz laretz. That's his first tarot. He gives a second tarot that it's our Gemara over here that says that kal only means Yoshvei Eretz Yisrael is a special din, the din of Hira. Over here we're handling Hira, there's a mailin of Eretz Yisrael that Avir Eretz Yisrael Machim, which L'chayre means, so Memela, since Avir Eretz Yisrael Machim, everyone in Eretz Yisrael, they're the ones that should have they should have thought about what Bezdin says, and therefore they have more of a din Sheigig, Mashenke the B'nei Chutz Laretz. Whatever he means, like upon him, he's saying that Agamar is a special din of Ayra because Avir Eretz Yisrael Machkem, Ashenke and the Gabe and the Surim of Mamzer has nothing to do with Eretz Yisrael, there even B'nei Chutz Laretz will be Aser. And the Be'sheva, he also asks the Kasha of the Reim, and he gives another Teretz. He says that Agamar is only Memayit from Kal Godol. Anytime there's a din in a tzibur, like for us where there's a din parhelam dover, when a tzibur does Avira, there, a kahal is kahal gadol is only referring to Yoshvei Eretz Yisrael, but where it says kahal stam like lo yaveh b'kahal Hashem, that means anyone, any yachid means even b'nei chutz laretz. That's what the Be'er Sheva says. L'chayra the Karen Eiras Rayos. I mean, obviously we'd be totally in these different tirutzim if we gestal es to a carbon Pesach. He's saying also by carbon Pesach where there it says v'shachatu oisek kol kahal Yisrael. He wants to say it's only chiv on Yoshvei Eretz Yisrael. So according to the first teretz of the Yireim, which he said, there's a chilek between Kal and Kal Hashem, Sayin HaChanami, by Karban Pesach it says Kahal, just like Agamara. So Chayra will be a Raya, that Dafka and Eretz Yisrael are considered a part of the Kal. However, like the latest second teretz, that it's Agamara is a special din l'gabi HaRa, because Avir Eretz Yisrael Machkim, Chayra, We can't stall too bechalat the Pesach. And who didn't like the Bar Sheva? And Bar Sheva saying only in something that's totally in a tzibur and a roiv. That's where we have how God was only each Eretz Yisrael. A carbon Pesach, each yachid has the chiyev. It's not only a chiyev on a tzibur, a solchera. We wouldn't be able to stall it too. The Gemara of Eiter says that pshito merubim v'nesmaitu haynu plukso de pshimin v'abonon. If Klal Yisrael was merubin, they had roiv tzibur that did avero. B'shas the chet, and then by the time Beth didn't realize the avira, b'shas the idea, they were in a smaitu because part of Klai Yisrael died, part of the tzibur died, and now the only the meat of people around were did the avira. So the Gemara says it's machlekes of Shimon and the Rabbanon, and the Rabbanon shita later is that we go baser the chata, baser shas chet, by the case of Nasi and Meshuach, we go baser the shas chet. So who had it over here, since b'shas chet they were a rave tzibur, they bring a carbon, a paralam dover. So then, now b'shas yediyah they were miyot, so they don't bring a carbon par. Gemara declares as a shayla, what's the din fakert if they started off as a miyot, and then b'shas yediyah they were a roiv because part of the tzibur that didn't do that avera died, and now the oisin, the people that did that avera became a roiv. So now the Gemara declares what's the din, and the Gemara also says. Here, l'kule al mi'bi pater, loy te rabbanon, because b'shas chet, you are a miyot. And loy Reb Shimon, the Gemara says, also you be pater, because he holds you need both chata and yediyah for the same din. You have to have the chet and yediyah, both being mechayiv you. Over here, where the chet was a miyot, and it's not mechayiv you par, and only b'shas yediyah is mechayiv you par, so it can't be mitzurif. Just like the Gemara later says, just like the Gemara Reb Shimon later, by a nasi, and he did aver when he was a yachid, when a hedit, and then he came later. He came into the nasi b'shas yediyah. You don't bring him like a carbon nasi because the chet was a carbon yachid and the nasi was a carbon nasi. So you don't bring any carbon bechlal. So over here, since a miyot you were potter and a rave you're chayiv, you don't have the shas chet and shas yediyah. So therefore you're potter. Ad kan the Gemara, and the Kerner says the chayra we can be mistapik. What's the din like in Reb Shimon the guy be carbon yachid. The Gemara is saying, like Reb Shimon, in both of these cases, both Merubin v'nesmaitu, or Nesmaitu v'nesrabu, you're going to be potter from a carbon tzibur, because you don't have the chatay and yediyah, and the same mechayiv. Well, what's the din that got to be carbon yochid? If we hold, like we paskin, yochid sh'os al p'yaros bet and eschayiv, so over here, when they're a miyot, then avada they have a chiyiv carbon yochid. And if, like when they're merubin, if they would be a chiyav par, the din is, the tzibur brings a par, and all the yechidim are pata from their carbon yachad, they're pata from a kisbo yisira. But right there, maybe we could say that since even when they're merubin, be'etzem, everyone's chayiv carbon yachad, be'etzem, even when they're merubin, you have the same chayiv to bring a carbon yachad. Just the pshat is, instead you have a par, and that's why they're pata. So maybe, that's also considered like a mechayiv of a carbon yachid, and therefore it's considered both chata and yediyah, both the same chiyav of a carbon yachid. Because even when they're tzibur, it's not pshat, there's no mechayiv bechlal for a carbon yachid, there is a batsam a mechayiv. Just, you have a par instead of it. And it says, like we find, if a rave tzibur does an avera, without a psaka bezdin, vada, everyone brings a carbon yachid. Because there's no par. So only over here, because it's a par, there's no carbon yachid. But since be'etzem is the mechayiv for carbon yachid, l'chayra is a clear there, maybe we could say that could be mitzurif to that's considered the same mechayiv as when they're meet, and they'll be mechayiv for carbon yachid. That's the karenoil of the suffix, and he leaves off with the suffix. Now the Tosfos is a Rosh, and Divrei Masel v'Tisbaro, in the middle of the shtickle, he's mashma that you'll be potter. Because in the middle of the shtickle, he says that if the case of mu'atin v'nesrabu, if you hold yachet also apiaras bez in eschayiv, he says that loy te'abonon, we will patter you because basa me'karam, basa te'abonon, the asli basa me'karam, ma'isi kisbo yisira. Kedin mu'atin, because they were mi'at b'shas me'kara. From the fact he said you go basa me'kara, the mashma, that if you wouldn't go basa me'kara, you wouldn't have the chiyav of a carbon yachet, because then b'shas the merubin, later on b'shas the idea, they didn't have a chiyav of a carbon yachet. That'll be mashma. However, Rashi in Tmura and the Tezvav Amabez and Divrei Masel v'Dilma, he says over there Mefurish that you're going to be Mechuyev. He says they're Mechuyev like a carbon yachid. So it seems there's the Machlekes here, the Tezvav Rashi and Rashi, with the Shail of the Karanaira. Now, just to bring out, this Shail of the Karanaira, Lechira, is a very sadistic Shail which we mentioned in the previous Shir from Rav Chaim, And he declares in Hilchos Shagagos, why every time when we have a tzibur that doesn't have vera, if you hold the yachesh asap yaharas that bezin is chayiv, why when there's a tzibur only yachidim pata from a carbon yachid? Chayiv they should bring a carbon yachid, and also the tzibur should bring a part together. Why is the yachidim pata from a carbon yachid? So if Chaim over there is a shayla, he declares two tzadim. Is it a pshat because really they have a chayiv? Just the par kilu patters them. It's b'makim the carbon yachid they bring a par, but b'etzem they have a chayiv. Or he says, maybe there's another tzad, maybe there's a new din at the Torah pattern whenever there's a tzibur. Not because they're bringing a par. It's tam hafkof from the din karbin yachar whenever there's a tzibur. Now, that's mamish this suffix of the Karen Eira. Because the Karen Eira is clarifying if when they're a roiv, do you be'etzem have a mechayiv of a karbin yachar, and therefore it's considered both shas chato and yiti are both mechayiv of a karbin yachar or not? That's really a Rav Chaim suffix. Is it mechayiv yu karbin yachid and the par is just b'makim the karbin yachid? Or no? It's not mechayiv yu b'chalal karbin yachid because of the din ayyapata, whenever there's a tzibur, there's a ptur for the yechidim to bring in karbin yachid. That's the oimik of what the Karnera's tzafik is. Now let's go weiter. The Gemara brings over here four different shilos, the gabe, what could be mitzurif to bring a karbin par. And we'll go through the shilos one by one. The first shaila of the Gemara is, if Ibailu, Hayru Bezdin Chelev Mutter, Vasu Miyatakahau, Vichazu Bezdin Bohen, Vahiru Vasu Miyat Acher Mahu. Bezdin Paskin twice, the Chelev Mutter, are they Metzurif, the two Miyutim, to make a Roy that they should Mechayev a par, or not? Now, our Gisa in the Gemara is, Vichazu Bezdin Bohen, and then Vahiru Vasu Miyat Acher. The Gemara says that they were Bezin had a Chazara, and then they made a new Psak. That's why there's two separate Psakim, and the Shalazif they're Metzurif. And that's the Lashon of the Gemara later. Do we say, Kivan de Shtei Yediyos Nenu Loi Mitztarif? The two Yediyos means, because they had a Yediyah in between, so there's two different Yediyos, and that's the Shal of our Gemara. And this is how the Meiri explains, like this is the Pashup Shal of Fiyar Girsa. If you look on the Rebbein Hanan on the side of the Gemara, he doesn't have this girsa of v'chazu bezdin bohen. He says, he takes out the word bohen, and he has a girsa of v'chazu bezdin v'hoiru v'asu miyat acher. And he explains that if bezdin gave a psak, and then paska ha'ira, people forgot about what bezdin said, and people stopped doing al pi that psak because they pasha forgot about that psak. And then bezdin re-announced their psak. V'chazu v'hoiru, they gave a new psak. In other words, really it was the same psak, they were just re-announced it, and then another miyat did it, that's the shayla of the Gemara, if the commitment surif. And this Rebbein Chanan has a tremendous chiddush, that just because people stopped listening to the ira, and Bezdin announced it again, that should have a new din ha-ira, that we need to come on the tzirif. That's a tremendous chiddush. Pashtus is the same ira, they're just announcing it again. Like Pashtus Pshat Nar Gemara, is a vado. You need a yediyah and then a new psak. That has a new psak. But the way Rebbeinu Chanan is learning, this is a tremendous chiddush. This is Machlokes Meiri, who explains Agis and Rebbeinu Chanan. The Gemara continues with another shayla. If Bezdin paskin that chilev agabe akeva is mutter, and then they gave another psak of chilev shagabe dakin. Are those two psakim mitzurif? If you have a miyat followed the first psak of Chilv Agabi Keva, and then a second miyat that followed the psak of Chilv Agabi Dakin, are they mitzurif? And the Gemara brings a third shayla, if the Bezdin give a psak about Chilv, and the miyat listened to that psak, and then there was another psak on Dam, and yet another miyat that listened to that psak, the shayla is, are those two miyutim mitzarif? Now, our Girsa doesn't say that Bezdin had a yediyah in between the two psakim. The Gemara just says that Bezdin gave a new psak. First they paskined on chilev, or chilev shalgabe akeva, and then they gave another psak of dam, or chilev shalgabe dakin. But it doesn't have to be that we had a yediyah in between. But Rabbi Kivager on the side, in the Gilyon HaShas, he's mitzayin that Tosfos by us has a girsa of v'chazu v'hayru. That Bezdin had a yediyah about the first psak, and then there were chazu v'hayru a second psak. And Tosfos asks, why do we need to have a yediyah? Why does Bezdin have to have yediyah? Even without yediyah, it's two different psakim, and the shayla is if these two psakim could be mitzurif. So Tosfos says, Enochanami, this girsa, even though he's gerisit, but he says it's lav dafka, the Gemara just said it agav the first diboy, where there was chelev and chelev, And there you have to have your deer, otherwise it's one big psak. So the Gemara said it here also. But these boys now, you don't have to have any idea. The fact that they're two different psakim, one is on chelev, one's on dam, that itself is the reason why they shouldn't be mitzurf. That's what Tesis over here says. However, the Chazanish says that l'chayro, there would be a makam to say that if we have a idea, it should ruin it. If you, halacha that we pass in Yachich Asa Piaraz Bezin is chayiv, if we have a idea in between, after Bezin was passed in chelev is mutter, and a meat of Klai Yisrael listened to Bezin, and then they had a idea about their psak, so that idea is mechayiv all the yechidim in a carbon yachid. So that, since it creates a chayiv, l'chayro, now this mir is ready masulik. And l'chayro we should say that if Bezin paskins later on dam, and we have another mir that listened to Bezin on dam, they shouldn't be mitzurf because we already had a psak on the first, we already had a chayiv and a psak that the first mir is chayiv a carbon yachid. L'chayro, if you have a idea, it should make now that they can't be mitzurf. That's what the Chazanish says, and in fact, Karnera said this la'maisa, and he says Agamar has to be going like the man to Amar Yachid Shosap Yaraz Bezin Potter. If you hold Chayiv, it doesn't stim. Now, Tarsus Be'os gives a similar svara, and he says that when the Gemara's shaila is only when you have two miyutim, if the two miyutim could be mitzurif. But Tarsus says that if after the first psak of Chaylov, you had a roiv that ate the Chaylov, then there's no shaila that if later Bezin gave another psak about dam, and you have a miyut for dam, there's no shaila that they should be mitzurf, because since we already have a roiv on chaylev, and roiv is mechayev a par, so the psak was finished, we have a chiyev that was chal nem a par, and they're mesulik. And now, avada, the miyutim that ate dam are a new shaila, that avada can't be mitzurf. So this is similar svar as like the chazanish, who had then if you hold yachach aslap heras bazin chayev, with the idea alone, that's mechayev them to bring in carbon yachid, and now they shouldn't be able to be mitzurf. However, the Chazanish says that the Rambam's muchach not like this, because the Rambam in Perek Yud Gimel Halacha Dalid, he's talking about the next Gemara by Chelev and by Dezara, but over there he speaks out clear that there was an idea in between, and the Rambam patskins Yochad Jos Al Piyaras Bedin is Chayiv, and still the Rambam saying that there was an idea in between. So you see clear in the Rambam that even with the idea, still there's a shaila if there could be mitzurif. So you see not like this chiddush. So Tosfos is chiddush, where if you have a roiv that listened to chaylev and then a mir on dam, that can still be true because that's more pasha. There you have a chiyav par that was chal mamish, a chiyav par. Then of other we can't be mitzurif, because the pshat is that they don't need any tziruf. They have everything they need. They need a roiv. They have a roiv. Shenkin in the case of the Rambam, in the case of a yachid where it's only chal chiyav carbon yachid, then we could say even though it's chal chiyav, can then it could change. Now that you're going to get to be served to Rav, can then we could change it. So, it could be like this Chazanish. The Chazanish actually says in the Rambam that the reason why the Rambam says Venoida is just a Chiddush, the Rabusa Kamashmon. That even though there's a Yitiyah in between, Dr. Rambam, Afal Pikein, it's Shaykh to have a Tziref. So, it could be that's the Pshat in the Rambam, in our Gemara. Tosfos says that our Gemara is Lav Dafka, it's just Agav the first Diboi. Like this, it could be that the Gemara is saying that Lirabusa. But even though there was the idea, and that's mechayev the yechidim, afal pikein, there's a tzad that could be mitzurif. That's what we could say. Now, Agav, you could look in the Lecha Mishnah, he brings it down another pshat in the Rambam. There's a big chiddush that the Rambam, when he says yedia, it's bedafka yedia, because he says if there's no yedia, there's zichr mitzurif. There's no shayla. The whole shayla is only because there's the yedia. Ayin shom. Now, the Gemara goes further with the fourth and final shayla. The Gemara declares, what about Chelev and Avodah Zarah? If a Miyut did Chelev and then another Miyut did Avodah Zarah, could those two Miyutim be Mitzurif? Now Tosfos right away, he asks, Tzarech Iyan, Ma Yaviu? How could Chelev and Avodah Zarah be Mitzurif? Chelev, the Chiyav Karban, is a Chiyav Par, a Par Elam Dover. By Avodah Zarah, the Chiyav is a Par La'ilah, the Soyer L'chatos. So what would be the Tzirif over here? There's two different Karbanas they bring. So Tosfos, do we say that they bring both? Maybe a view carbon avodah zarah and vegan de chaylev. Maybe we should bring both. In other words, that we need a roiv is only to be able to bring it. But once we have a roiv, each group could bring what they're mechayev, which is both the paralam davar for the people that eat chaylev, and also the paral oila v'sor lechatos for the people that were over avodah kechavim. So Tosfos oidil maloi. Well, no, the vadi can't bring both Karbanis. Tosfos doesn't explain exactly what his other tzad is. However, if you look in the Meiri, he brings down three tzadim, how we could learn what the tzirif is. The first tzad, he says, is like Tosfos, that they bring both the par Helam Dovram and also the par Vesorah for Avodah Zarah. Then he brings another two tzadim. One tzad, he says, is that they bring a par. Since both karbonis, both averis, are mechayiv a par, the chelam is chayiv a par Helam Dovar, and the Avodah Zarah is mechayiv a par le'ilo Vesorah l'chata. So since they both mechayiv a par, so upon him, they'll bring a par. There is a shtikol shaychus with two of them that they can bring a par. That's the second side of the Meiri. And the third side is, he says, maybe the whole tzirif is just to patter you from a karban yachid. Because the din is, anytime there's a tzibur, they're part of the yachidim, are part of from a karban yachid. So even though over here there's not going to be any karban bepoil, because there's nothing that we have as a tzirif, but like upon him, all the yachidim will have a ptur of yachid from the karban yachid, even though we hold yachid sh'as la'piyaraz bezdin is chayiv. These are the three shittos that the Meiri brings down. Three different ways, three different mafarshim, how to learn the shayla of Gemara. Now regarding the middle pshat of the Meiri, that he says that maybe they bring a par, the MS is tamua. How could it be that since they both bring a par, that's the reason to have a tziruf? The paralim dover is a carbon chatos. By the Avodah Zarah, the par is a oilah. Very nice, they're both the par, but they're two different kabbanis. How is that a reason why they're similar and they have shaykhis that we can be mitzar of them? So the stipler in Simen Gimel, he says a very nice pshat to be mazdu this Meiri. He says that be'etzem, every Avodah Zarah is bechlal chayvi krisos. Chayvi krisos, any chayvi krisos, if the tzibur does a vera, because of Bezdin's psak on any chayvi krisos, then is a paralim dover. And be'etzem, Avodah Zarah is bechlal. Avodah Zarah is also chayvi krisos. The pshat is, the Torah gave a parsha of Avodah Zarah that was mafkia and took it out of the parsha of regular chayvi krisos and made a new parsha of Avodah Zarah. But over here, where we can have the parsha of Avodah Zarah, we can have the chiv of Avodah Zarah because there's only a miyat, so al kapanim, it shouldn't be worse than any other chayvi krisos that could, al kapanim have the chiv of a chayvi krisos. That's why they could be able to be served their par. It's not kipshutai because they're both the par, same type of animal. The pshat is they both be'etzem have the same type of mechayev, that's why they can be mitzarif. That's how the stipler explains the middle pshat of the Meiri. So these are the three pshatim, what the tzirif of our Gemara would be. Either the yechayev, both karbonis, the paralim dover, and also the par v'sor shel avodah zarah, or like the Meiri's middle pshat, that they bring a par helam dover, or like his final pshat, that it's negeah, that the tzirif just to pater the yechidim for being a karbon yachid, but not lemaisa to bring any karbon. And the Rambam in Perek Yud Gimel Halacha Dalet, he paskins even the Gabe this last Shiloh, even the Gabe Chelav and Avodah Zarah. He paskins that he says Hare Elu Mitzdarfin, the Mitzdarfin, and he doesn't explain what that means Elu Mitzdarfin, but he paskins Hare Elu Mitzdarfin, and the Ravid is Matmia, says the Gemara wasn't pushed at the Shiloh, so therefore Zokdim Ravid Loi Bezdin Maisi Loi Tzibur Maisi, the Sofik Bezdin can't bring a par because it's a Sofik. And the tzibur can't bring a karban yachid because it's a safik, and on the tzad that the real mechuyev of par, the yechidim are parted from a karban yachid. So in safik, we paskin, you can't bring a karban, it'll be a problem of chulam bazara. Now, what's pshat on the Rambam? The Rambam says mitzdarfin. The Gemara over here wasn't pashat the boy like the Rav is asking. So the Lechem Mishnah, he brings down a pashat the mahalach, that the next boy of the Gemara, the Gemara calls another shayla, if the Bezdin dies, the Rambam had a girsa, that was also going with Imtim Soloimar on the Shaila of Chelav and Avodah Zarah, that it is Mitzorif, what's the din if Bezdin dies? And the Klav of the Rambam is, anytime there's Imtim Soloimar, we always pass him like the Imtim Soloimar. So the Rambam was Gurus in our Gemara, that the next Shaila is the Imtim Soloimar off of our Shaila. So the Gemara really passes the Shaila. So Mitzdarfin could mean whatever it means in the Gemara, but it's not a Suffolk, it's not a Boyd de la Ifshata, the Gemara was Taka Peshadet. But the Mari Korkis, and Rav Chaim in Hilchos Shgagos says a very similar pshat like the Mari Korkis. They say that the Rambam learned like the third pshat of the Meiri, that the tzirif of the Gemara is a tzirif to have a ptur of a karban yachid. There was no tzat to bring a karban because there's no karban to bring, like Tosfos asks, Sarachim, what are you going to bring? The whole shaila of the Gemara is, if they have a tzirif that akapanim, the yechidim will be pater from a karban yachid. So then it's very good why the Rambam paskins, Harelu mitzarfin, that means the mitzurif, to have a shame tzibra, that the yechidim are bater from a karban yachid. That's meridik, that's very good. This is what the Mari Korka says, and Rav Chaim, he goes with the same gang, he also says this, but he has a much, he's much more ma'arech, and he wants to learn that even the first ibayis, even by chilev and chilev and chilev and dam, he also wants to learn over there that it's only a tziref to patu you from a carbon yachid. There was no actual tzad to bring a carbon, a parhalam dover, ayin sham, and Rav Chaim. Like upon him, this is how the Ma'ariv Kukas learns that, like the third mahalach in the Meiri, that the child of the Gemara is just a patu of the yachidim. And that's why the Rambam Gepaskin and Reilu Mitzarfen.
The Gemara Vayter on Amid Beis brings down the memory of Rabbi Yonasan. Rabbi Yonasan says that even if you have Me'a Sheyoshvul Lahiris, Ein Chayovim Achayoru Kulon. You have to have the entire Bezdening Paskening the same way. They all said that Chilev is Mutter, only then is a Chiyuv Par. And he learns this out of a Pasuk because it says, Vim Koladas Yisol Yishku, Achayishku Kulon. Achatishay Rabbi Koladas Yisol. Since it says Kol means the entire Bezden. And the Gemara says, "I'm Rafuna Rebbe Yeshua, Hachin Ami Mistavro," because Becholatera Kula we say Rubik Kula. So why would the Torah have to tell you Koladas, even without Kol, which is say Rubik Kula? Alamai Kol is an extra pasuk, a new din that you have to have the entire bezening paskening the same way. Now, a number of Achreinim ask Kasha that what does it mean Mei Ashiyashu L'Hayres? The largest bezin we find is a bezin of Ayin Aleph, and then, in fact, the Rambam says that. Ain Meshivan Bezin Yosem Ayin Aleph. You can't make a Bezin bigger than Ayin Aleph. So, where is it Shaykh to have a Bezin of Meya? The Shaila is asked by the Be'er Sheva and the Maritz Chias in the back of the Gemara. He brings down the Mishnah Melech also asks the Shaila. Now, the number of Terutzim said to this Kasha, for now we're going to mention the Teretz of the Sefer Zari Shel Avram, and Lahiria Gever also says a very similar Teretz. They say that Bezdin in a chanami, the biggest bezdin could only be Ayin Aleph. But there's we always find that there's Talmidim Yeshvin Lefnei Bezdin. Even though the Ikar Dayanim Ayin Aleph, there's Talmidim there, and there's Sugyas, if those Talmidim say something, do we listen to them? Do we not? The Talmidim sometimes could take part of the Hira. So that's what's saying over here, even if there's Meya Yashvul Hira, it means including the Talmidim that are Yeshvin Lefnei Dayanim, they also, if they say something, they can't say chayiv. They also have to paskin the same way Bezdin. Kol Adas tells you, he even need them to paskin this. If they, what they mean is, if they're saying something, they have to say together with Bezdin. They can't say neged Bezdin. Now they both say that there's a deek like this plan in Rashi, because the Gemara later continues and asks from our Mishnah. The Mishnah says that if yod echor mehem shato, if one of the Bezin, one of the members of Bezin knew that the Bezin was making a tois, but he was outnumbered, oi, Talmud, v'roi le'ro, stama Talmud chacham, he knew Bezin was wrong, and the Mishnah says if that person is holach v'asal pian, then he's chayiv. He doesn't have the p'tur of yachich asal pian ras Bezin, because he knew. And the Gemara is medayik, dafka, that person himself is chayiv, but anyone else who follows Bezin, even though one of the members of the Bezdin didn't agree to the Psak. It's mashman that person would have a Ptur of Yachaj Asapir as Bezdin. So you see, they don't need the whole Bezdin to Paskin. That was the Gemara's Kasha. To this, the Gemara answers, like, we'll Amit Hashem explain what this means exactly. But over there, on this Teretz of Kigoyin Shehirchen, Ahu Echad Mehen B'Roshay, Rashi says, Kigoyin Shehirchen, Ahu Echad Mehen, Zak Rashi, Oy Talmud B'Roshay. Rashi sticks into the Teretz of the Gemara, also from Talmud. In other words, Kipshuta, the Gemara's kasha was only from the case of Yochad Echad Mehem Shato, not from the case of Talmud. Talmud is not part of Bezdin. We only need the whole Bezdin, which means Yochad Echad Mehem Shato. But Rashi sticks in Talmud as mashma that the kasha was also from Talmud. So that's what they're saying, that pshat is because that's what the Meya includes, even the Talmidim. So therefore we need even the Talmidim to be Moida. That's why Rashi sticks in Talmud. This is how they say pshat. It's a little dachak in the Gemara. We can ask a kasha because Rav Huna, Braid of Yeshua, says, "Hachi nami mistava like Rabbi Yonasan because b'cholatera kula kaimlan rubik kulai." So here, why does it have to say kol adas? Now, l'chayra, the Gemara's mashma that the whole din over here is that you need kol afuke rubik kulai. But rubik kulai would mean from the whole bezdin, you need rubai of bezdin and rubik kulai. Now, Kamashmon, we don't say Rubik Kulay, you need Kulay, but Pashtas, it means Kulay of Bezdin. It's not saying an extra din that you need Kulay even more, that even the Talmidim also have to be say the same psak as Bezdin. So, there's a shtickle ara on this psha. I just want to mention, Yisraeli stick a psha,
which is said by Rabbi Avram Garbuz in the Sefer Minchas Avram on Teres Kainim. He has a Sefer on Teres Kainim. Over there, he says a pshat. He says as follows. He says that we find many dinim that needed bezin of Ayin Aleph. The first Mishnah on Sanhedrin lists off a whole list of dinim that need a bezin of Ayin Aleph for the din to be chal. Here in Itachas, kama v'kama dinim. And those dinim, that's when it was said the din that you can't make a bezin bigger than Ayin Aleph. When you need the bezin of Ayin Aleph, then it's only Ayin Aleph and not more. But over here, you don't need the koyach of bezin of Ayin Aleph. What happened over here is that someone asked the shaylov iser v'heter, could I eat a piece of chaylov? There's no din, you need Ayin Aleph for such a psak. Someone happened to ask bezin, and bezin gave the psak, and then the ikur teresh about pez given through bezin. But there's no, there wasn't said the din of Ayin Aleph, and you can't have more than Ayin Aleph because you don't need the bezdin of Ayin Aleph to say such a psak, this psak. That's what Rav Garbuz wants to say. Now, I forgot to mention that there was another shayla on this Gemara that the stipler asks in Sanhedrin Siman Gimel that there's how can it be meyo shiyashvu l'chayrois? The din is ain bezdin shakol. Not allowed to have a bezdin with the even amount of number. You have to have an odd number, so like this, they could always come out with a rive. If it's even, it's possible to come out mechza mechza. So the din is in bezdin shakol. This is a sugya on the beginning of Sanhedrin, ein shom. But al kapanim, in fact, the stapler over here it says meyo is an even number. L'chayr you have a problem of in bezdin shakol. So both of these threats that we mentioned, l'chayr answered the shaila as well. The zari shel Avram and the hiras gevers teretz. Is pshat is the bezin themselves ayin aleph and the mei is just made up of talmidim. There's no din of ein bezin shakol because they're not the ikar people giving the psak over here. And like the minchas avram's teretz also over here where there's just happened to have bezin. There's no din. You need a bezin of ayin aleph for to make the chal the din. So then it could even be ein bezin shakol. It could be a bezin that's even. You don't need to have there's no din of ein bezin shakol. Now we mentioned the Gemara answered to save shot in our Mishnah that the Mishnah is talking about Kegoin Shehirchen Ahu Echol Mehen B'Roishai. It's talking about Hirchen B'Roishai. He nodded his head. So what does this mean exactly? The Chazanish over here, he says that if Hirchen B'Roishai would mean that he would nod his head to lie, in other words, he really holds that's Aser. The rest of Bezin passing that is Mutter. If Hirchen Ahu Echol Mehen B'Roishai means that he nodded like the rest of Bezin and passing that is Mutter, it's like the Chazanish Mistavra that he's not counted b'chlal in the count of Bezdin. Because that's not a psak. He's not saying he's lying. He's not paskening what he holds. So like the Chazanish, we have to explain over here that a hirchen echomen b'roishay means that he nodded his head as if to say that I agree that that's the halacha because I'm outnumbered and I agree that I'm outnumbered and we're going to follow the rav. But not that he is paskening that it's mutter. He holds it's asa and he's saying that it's asa. He's nodding his head just to agree to the psak. And the Gemara is being mechadish that that's enough to be part of the of this, to be mekayim this din of we have the entire bezin paskening. We have the whole bezin paskening one way. Since he's hechem reisha, that's enough to be considered part of bezin. That's what the Chazanish says. But interesting, the Rebbe Chanan in Chelik Beis, he has mechtavim over there, they bring down mechtavim. So the last mechtav was written to his son. Over there, he writes that in this Gemara that says Echem Ehem B'Roshay, Avada, it's also Lassis Kain. And he says, Yo'ivah Misham Midvash Sheker Tircha. But the Gemara is saying that if the Hachimah Eskinon, that a guy was over, he did this Isser of lying, and he was Echem B'Roshay, so then the Mishnah says that person himself is Chai, but everyone else is Pater. But you see Klar and Rebbe Chanan, he's learning that he was Taka lying. What the Chazanish says, it's Pasha, we can't explain the Gemara like this. You see that Rebbe Chanan Taka learned the Gemara like this. He's learning that Hechemem Bereshit means that he lied and he said that it's Mutter. I said that it's Mutter even though he held it's Aser. Now, the Chavetz Chaim in Lekutei Halachos, he's also Mavor like Rebbe Chanan. He's Mavor also that Hechem Bereshit means that he was lying. He was saying, yeah, even though he holds it's Aser. But he takes it one step further. Because the Lekutei Halachos, He brings down the Maskana HaGemara. The Gemara the Maskana comes out, not like Rabbi Yonasan, and we pass in Rubai Kekuloi, and you don't need the entire Bezin. Even Rubai is enough. Now the Chavetz Chaim writes over there at the end, V'nira, Lav Dafka, do you need to have Rubai? You don't need to have Rav of the Ayin Aleph paskening nachil of his mutter. Zok there, even if one of them would be hirchem b'roishoy, that could also be enough. Even if you would have half a bezdin being matter, half asering, and one of them being hirchem b'roishoy, zok the chametz chaim, that would also be mistarif to be matter, to consider that we have rubik akulai. So the chametz chaim is obviously learning like Rav Chanan, that when he said hirchem b'roishoy, he's saying yeah. Because loy dechazanish, what it means is that he's just saying that I agree that that's the psak because we have a roiv over here. Then the chavetz chayim hanish kinvater. He hears it's not shayach. We're talking about this mechza mechza, and one guy being hirchem b'roishay. So obviously the chavetz chayim is learning that he was hirchem b'roishay like Rav Chanan, and that he lied and he said that it's mutter. He nodded that it's mutter, even though he himself holds his aser. And the chavetz chayim is taking that a step further and saying that could even make a roiv mamish. From my Gemara, in the Havmina, in later Bayinason, that there's a din, a special din over here, you need to have kol ab bezdin, and we don't see Rubik Kekulai. So there the Gemara was Machadish, that Hirchen member Echem member Reisha, even though he's lying, that's enough to have a kim of the din of Kulai, and this Chiddush din, that you have to have kol bezdin, that's enough. Hirchen Reisha. Chavetz Chaim is taking that a step further and saying, even the Maskana. The maskana we hold, that you have to have, it's enough with rubai. And now that roiv could also be made up of people lying. It's a pella. How could you have the roiv being matter from someone who's lying? But that's what the Chavetz Chaim says. He says, you see now Gemara, the Hirchen Echaman Bereshit works. So he's taking that to the maskana, la halacha, that we pass in Rubik Akula. He's also saying that they're also at work. This is a tremendous chiddush, and it's shver. Rak upon him, we see in the Chavetz Chaim, and he's also learning out there, Rav Chanan, that Hirchen Hu Echon Man Bereshit means that he was tak a line. So we have here Yisraeli Zdik HaMachlekes with the Chazanish, Neger, Rav Chanan, and the Chavetz Chaim had to understand this terrace of Hirchen Echon Man Bereshit. Chazanish is saying that if he's lies, he's not counted Bechlal. Al Karchach is talking about that he just nodded that that's the halacha because he's outnumbered and we go Basarayv. And the Rav Chanan and the Chavetz Chaim are learning that we're talking about you're lying. And lying could count. Rav Chanan is explaining it in the Gemara in the Havamino, where over there it was going on a special Chiddush Din, that we need the entire Bezin and it's not enough with Rav. And the Chavetz Chaim is taking that even further, that even when we need a Rav, and even though the Rav is made up of a person that's being Hirchen Echom and Bereshit, he could also count. Now, well, the Gemara Lamaskana finally says, not like Rav Yonasan. The Gemara asked the Kasha from the case of Ein Bezin Gezin Gzera Al Atzibar Elim Kein Rav Atzibar Yechel Na Amir Ba. The Gemara says the drash is because it says Agoy Kulay, and even though it says Kulay, still we say Rubik Kulay because it says Rav Tzibar Yechel Na Amir Ben. So you see that we say Rubik Kulay even though where it says Kol. So the Gemara slugs up Rav Yonasan Tiyufta De Rav Yonasan. The Gemara asks, so now Elamai Kol Adas. The Gemara Achmanos. So what do we do with the pasuk? Rabbi Yonasan was being dashing of kol adas. So like the Gemara, it's saying it didn't. Iika kula haveira, viloy lehaveira. If there's kol bezdin, entire bezdin haveira, viloy lehaveira. So the pasuk shad in this Gemara, this is what it's mashma Rashi, is that iika lekulu means zagrashi sanhedrin shall ayin aleph. The pasuk is telling you have to have the entire ayin aleph. You can't have less than ayin aleph. Now the Chazanish over here asked, the chayyad is a shver. It's pashat that if we know there's a din, you need bezin agadol. So if you need bezin agadol, obviously you need ayin aleph. Why do we need a special pasuk of kol adas to tell you that you can't have anyone missing? If someone's missing, then you don't have the bezin agadol. So the Chazanish says that he wants the pshesheb shah and the Gemara a little different. He bases this on the Mishnah and Avdal Adam Ebeiz, which the Gemara brings over here, where if one of the dayanim and bezin says toyin atem, he says that bezin made a mistake. So over there the Mishnah says, then even a regular person follows Beis Din also, he doesn't have a din of being tailored by Beis Din. And Beis Din doesn't bring if Rav Tzibar does it, Beis Din doesn't bring a par. This is the Mishnah that Dalam on the base. Now, over there Rashi says, the reason why when one of them says Toyin Atem, it's not a good Hira, is because he brings the Ar Gemara. And he says, because the Be'inon Achiyeru Kulon Kedam El El. He brings the Gemara of Achiyeru Kulon. Which is, this is really, sounds like the Lashon of Rabbi Yonasan. But the Tezer Rashi over there asks that, obviously that's not what Rashi means, because Rabbi Yonasan was the Tosev. The Gemara slugged up Rabbi Yonasan. So, we have to say Rashi means, the Gemara we're saying now, Id Ika Kulu Havira, Biloy Lo Havira, means, Id Ika Kulu means, you have everyone, paskening, lafuke is one of the dayanim saying toyinatem. This is the makar that toyinatem doesn't work. The makar is because it says kol adas, which is coming lafuke if you say toyinatem. This is how the Chazanish says pshat in Gemara, and he was mechaven to the Be'er Sheva. The Be'er Sheva already says this pshat mamish. He says it in Rashi, this pshat mamish, that's what the Gemara means over here, to make yafusa lafuke toyinatem, that's not a good ayro. Now, in the Sefer Azikarin, Oila Shloimei, over there they bring down a shtickle from Reb Leib Malin. Reb Leib Malin comes to explain this Gemara with a different mahalach. Well, he's also bothered with the Chazanish's kasha, that why the maskana, do we need a pasuk, iyik or kulu ha-veira, chayres pashit, you have to have the entire bezin. You need ayin aleph, that's what a bezin ha-gadol is. So Zakar Reb Leib says that even though there's a din bezin ha-gadol, we find there's a din al yechse hamozig. The Gemara dashins that bezin hagadol always has to be at least, it always has to be at least chav gimel. It has to have, even if a part of the bezin leaves, it always has to remain chav gimel. So Zakar Leib, you see that even if some of the bezin leaves and it's only left chav gimel, it's still a shame of bezin hagadol. It's still called bezin hagadol. So Zakar Leib, lule this drash of our Gemara, even though you need the bezin hagadol, you would think Bezan HaGadol, even if some of them are missing, it also has the same Bezan HaGadol. The Gemara over here is dashing, Ika Kulu means you need the entire Ayin Aleph to be there, and even if one person's missing, that's already Chesaron, in the din of Bezan HaGadol over here, where you need Ayin Aleph. So, the din is you need to have the entire Ayin Aleph. Rabbi Yonasan in the Havmin of the Gemara was saying, you need the entire Ayin Aleph to paskin Lehedio that it's Mutter. Because there's no din of Rubei Kekulei. And that was slugged up. So now, we're still staying with the din that you need to have Ayin Aleph. Just, we're working with the din of Rubei Kekulei. We hold the maskana that there is a din of Rubei Kekulei, which means that if you have Reiv of Ayin Aleph, that a paskin then it's mutter, and a miyat, even if they say that it's aser, we say Rubei Kekulei that it's as if the entire bezdin paskin that it's mutter. And memelo, that's a psaka bezdin that it's mutter. And a zaklat Reb Leib, now we can say pshat in the Gemara, in the Mishnah Daf Dalet Amud Beis, why toyin atem is not a hira. If one of the dayanim say toyim atem, that's not a hira. But Zakar Reb Leib, even though if Reva the Bezdin say mutter and Amiyad say aser, we still look at it as if the entire Bezdin saying mutter with the klal of Rubei Kekulei. That's what Rubei Kekulei means, that once you have Reva, that's enough, and it's like the Kulei Bezdin is like the Reva. But by toyim atem, it's worse. Toyim atem, he's being mafkia himself from the matirim. He's saying you're making a mistake. So there's no din Rubei Kekulei. We can't look at him as if he's saying mutter. If he's saying toyim atem, if he says aser, so then there's a din Rubei Kekulei. We can look at him like he's saying mutter. But if someone says toyim atem, you're making a tois, then he's like being mafkia himself from the bezdin. So then there's no din Rubei Kekulei, and that's a pshat with Rubei Kekulei. And that's what Rashi means over there on Daftal Adam Ebeis in the Pshat, why Toyim Atem doesn't work. Now it's Lucharya Medinik like this because Rashi over there later in the Mishnah on Daftal Adam Ebeis, where the Mishnah says another din, and if the Muflash of Bezdin, the Reish Bezdin wasn't together with Bezdin when they paskin that the Chilev was Mutter, the Mishnah says that it's not considered a Hayra. And Rashi over there asks the Shailah, forget about the Muflash of a Bezdin, if anyone in Bezdin is missing, it's not a Eira, because our Gemara over here on the Gimel Amud Beis tells us that you need to have the entire Bezdin. So why does the Mishnah say Dafka of the Muflash of the Bezdin is not there? So Rashi says, we're talking about the Muflash of the Bezdin wasn't part of the Ayin Aleph. There was Ayin Aleph besides for the Muflash of the Bezdin. Ayin Shom. Now, upon him, you see in this Rashi, the Rashi is saying that our Gemara on the Gimel Amud Beis, that saying Nail Maskana, what we dashin is, what the Gemara means to say is that you need entire Ayin Aleph. You need Ayin Aleph. That's what the Gemara is saying. You need a din Ayin Aleph. So you see, clearly that the Rashi is also learning that the drash is Ayin Aleph. Like the Chazanish and the Be'er Sheva, what the Gemara is doing here is telling you a din of Toyim Atem, and the din of Ayin Aleph, they need everyone, was a Devar Pasha. But I believe it's all one Yisoid. The Yisoid is you need to have Ayin Aleph. And Ayin Aleph, even without the entire Bezdin paskening that is Mutter, there's a din Rubei Kekulei, and that's also as if you have the entire Ayin Aleph. By Toyim Atem, there he's like mafkia himself on Bezdin, and therefore there's a chesaron in Ayin Aleph. You don't have Ayin Aleph. Now let's go weiter to the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, if Hayru Bezdin, that Chela was Mutter, and then Yadu Shato,
Then they chapped that they made a mistake. V'chazu b'hen, and they were chayzer from the psak. So bein shaviu kaparason, bein shaloi yaviu kaparason, whether they brought the carbon or not, v'halach hayochid, v'halach v'asapien, someone, he didn't hear that Bezin was chayzer, and he, v'aiter, listened to Bezin psak, v'shimen p'aiter. Rav Shimon holds your potter. We'll see what that means, your potter. Your potter from a carbon yachid. Now the Gemara says, right after the Mishnah, Amar Yehuda Amar Rav, my time with Rav Shimon, Hoyul Ubershus Bezdin Hoysa. The Gemara in the first Lashon says, the reason why Rav Shimon patters you is because Hoyul Ubershus Bezdin Hoysa. Then the Gemara in the second says another Lashon, Ikad Amri Amar Yehuda Amar Rav, the Gemara over here brings a second lashon to explain what Reb Shimon is saying, what the pshat of Reb Shimon is. Now, if you look in Rashi by us, Rashi is mavur that these two lashonos they're not arguing. They're different words to say the same point. Both lashonos, what they mean is that Reb Shimon patters you because you're a yachid shatoyla bebezdin. You're a yachid shasap yaraz bezdin. In other words, nothing to do with the din tzibur. Even if bezdin already bought that carbon and you're not shy to the tzibur, after picking your potter because you did al pi bezdin and you're a yachid shasap yaraz bezdin. That's what is mavor in these Rashi's. Rashi, even in the second pshat of the Gemara, he says, Klar, in the Vemasal of Fishalain in Nairo, Rashi said, because Yachit Asap Yeraz Bezdin is Potter. This is Mefurish in Rashi by us. Now, Tosfos over here, on the second Lashon of the Gemara, says, Kolay Rashi Yatsasa B'Rav Tzibar, when that was the Lashon of the Gemara, they need Rav Tzibar, Zak Tosfos Lemute, when the Gemara says Rav Tzibar, it means to be Memayit, Demchatu Chatzit Tzibar, V'asa Gamu Chayavin. If only Chatzit Tzibar did it, and then Bezdin was Chayzer, and then he also did it, then he's Chayev. So you see, Klar Teshuv is obviously not learning like Rashi that you're Potter because of Yachid Shasap Yaras Bezdin. Because then, even if there was a Chatzi, you're the same Yachid that's doing up your Bezdin. It's Muchach and Teshuv that he learns upon him in the second Teretz of the Gemara that the reason why you're Potter is something to do with the Tzibur. Since the Tzibur was Chayev, you're also Potter, like we'll explain. But you see, Klar, that there's Machlekes here. Rashi and Teshuv had to learn upon him the second lesson of the Gemara. Now, in the Gemara in Shabbos and Daf Tzadi Gimel, the Gemara over there says that Reb Shimon holds Yochid Shasap Yaraz Bezdin is Chayiv. And Rashi over there says that Reb Shimon is L'tamei because Reb Shimon and Hirias also holds Yochid Shasap Yaraz Bezdin is Chayiv. Now, Tosfos is Matmi on Rashi. How can you say Reb Shimon L'tamei that holds Yechayiv? In our Mishnah, it's Mavur that Reb Shimon holds Yepater. The Mishnah over here is Mavur, that Reb Shimon holds, our Mishnah is Mavur, Yachid Shasap Yaraz Bezdin is Pater Lefi Reb Shimon. So, the Be'er Sheva and the Chazanish also says this Mahalach, they both say that Pshat and Rashi and Shabbos that says that Reb Shimon holds Yachid Shasap Yaraz Bezdin is Chayiv is going like the second Lashon of Agamara. They both say that the two Lashonis in Agamara to explain Reb Shimon, they're saying two different Pshatim. The first Pshat is saying, because Reb Shimon holds Yachid Shasap Yaraz Bezdin is Potter. But the second pshat of the Gemara, where it says, Kolei Rashi Yotze Brev Tzibur, what that means is that your Mitzurah, if this Yachid that does it, even after Bezdin was Chayzer, and even after Bezdin brought a carbon, but this Yachid that does Alpi that same sack is Mitzurah to the Tzibur. And the din is, whenever there's a Tzibur, only Yechidim, everyone in the Tzibur, are Potter from a carbon Yachid. They bring a par, but the carbon Yachid are Potter. So this person, even if he doesn't have the kapara of a par, because they already brought the par, he's still mitzurif to the tzibur to have the ptur from a carbon yachid. Like we mentioned, kama pa'amim from Rav Chaim, that he brought a raya from this Mishnah, that the tzibur is part of a carbon yachid, even if they're not shy to the kapara of a par. Any time there's a new gzeres akasav that when a tzibur does an avera, the yechidim are all part of a carbon yachid. So the Dr. Beshava, the Rashi and Shabbos that says Reb Shimon L'tameh is going like the second Lashon over here. That holds that really a Yachid Shasap Yaraz Bezdin is Chayiv. And only in our Mishnah you're Potter because our Mishnah is talking about a Tzibur. But Bekitzah, they're both understanding that the Gemara over here is saying two different Pshatim and had to understand Reb Shimon and our Mishnah.
Now, this is, doesn't stem with Rashi by us, because Rashi Lahedya by us says, even like the second lashon of the Gemara, that it's going on Tziyachich Asapi Aras Bezin as Pater. So in Rashi himself, it doesn't stem. But Akabanim, to answer Rashi and Shabbos, that the Be'er Sheva wants to say that Rashi and Shabbos will learn that these two Rishonim in our Gemara are arguing how to say Pshat in our Mishnah Reb Shimon. They're the same two different Pshatim. Ha'be'emes, the Rambam, and the Ravid, they're both also mavur that Reb Shimon stems even if we hold Yochet Sh'asa Ha'pi'aras better than Eschayiv, because we pass in Halacha L'maisa Yochet Sh'asa Ha'pi'aras better than Eschayiv. And Afal Pika, the Rambam brings down our Mishnah. He brings down Reb Shimon's din, Hayy Potter. He Akapanim, we'll see the Gemara later, but he holds that you have a Ptur over here. So it's Muchach in the Rambam. That over here is different because here you have a din of a tzibar. Ayin Sham in the Ravid at the end of Perek Yudalid, where he says it straight out. And Rav Kiveger in the Mishnayis on this Mishnah, he's medayik in the Rav, that the Rav also understands that this Mishnah has nothing to do with the din of Yachet Shasafi Raz Bezdin. Our Mishnah is the Kuliyamo, Yipater.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Maram Eklemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the DAF worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.